Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him Mike@InternetAudioGuy.com.
Well, this is Hal Coleman, and welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, here to help you get more customers, generate more referrals, and make more money. And I'm here with my good friend and cohort, Mike Stewart. You there, Mike?
You better believe it, Hal. Hope you're doing well. I know folks have actually said where we've been for a while, it's a physical thing. You know, it's hard to do a podcast and cough, isn't it, Hal?
Yeah, it's flu season, and my whole family's been down with it, and I actually had it cough my head off for 5 weeks. So I might cough during this podcast, but you know what? This is live. This is live. So if we cough, we cough. But anyway, Mike, you know, you and I are working on some projects together, some training and coaching programs for pest control. And what we're about to do is launch a follow-up campaign for our subscribers and people who have reached out to us in the past and leads that we have. We're about to buckle down and do some hard work there with a follow-up. Do you know why we're going to do that?
Well, you know, Hal, I've heard in marketing seminars and from experts for years a little phrase that is called, there's a fortune in the follow-up. And that's where when you get good targeted leads, when you get people who raise their hand, which in fact our friend Dan Jordan said, you know, when somebody raises their hand and says, I'm interested in knowing more, that ain't even a cold call. That is a warm lead. But most people drop the ball and wait too long or never follow up. And then that's why they don't get business they don't know they lost.
That's exactly right. And so we're going to talk about the fortune in the follow-up for pest control companies and wildlife control operators. You know, when I just pound this into my coaching clients that when somebody calls you on the telephone and they're interested in pest control or wildlife control, and they're just calling to get information, that is about as hot. That's not a warm lead. That is a scalding hot lead, because they don't sit around and say, you know, I'm kind of bored this afternoon. I think I'll get on the internet and look up and call some pest control companies and talk about pest control. Now, they'll do that with cigars or wine or food or model airplanes or race cars or baseball, because they call around just out of boredom to talk about things that they're passionate about. But nobody is passionate about having a bug problem and having to find somebody to help them. Just like nobody sits around out of boredom and calls plumbers or roofers or house painters or electricians unless they have a problem or an issue. So when somebody calls a pest control company, two things have happened. Number one, they've got an issue. They've got a problem. They've got a pain. and they're trying to find somebody to make that pain go away. So they have a problem, and they're trying to find somebody to solve the problem for them. So if we should sell them on our first contact, but we fail to do that sometimes because they're not maybe ready to buy. But we need to follow up with them, and when they, and not just let them hang up the phone and say, "Well, I'm checking around. I'll be back in touch with you." They need to get a phone call from us later that day or the next morning, following up with them to let them know that we're thinking about them. Because, you know, the research shows that 82% of people buy something after from 5 to 12 contacts. 82% of people make a purchase after 5 to 12 contacts. But also research shows that 91% of salespeople quit after 2 to 4 contacts. So, for instance, if you've given somebody a termite proposal, or you've made a, and you've called them and they say, "Well, you know, I'm not ready to do that. I'll probably do it in a month or two." You need to follow up. "No, I'm not ready to do it yet." You need to follow up. Because what that means is 91% of salespeople quit after 2 to 4 contacts. They're leaving 82% of the potential business on the table because they just quit on it. You know, they somebody calls and says, "Have you called that other guy yet?" "No, look, I've called him 3 times. He told me no 3 times. I don't want to call him anymore. I don't want to bother him."
Yeah,
well, what if he doesn't say yes until the 6th or 7th or 8th or the 9th time? So this is a big deal. There's a ton of money that gets left on the table because people quit on it and don't follow up enough.
Well, I've got some questions here because, you know, you're the guy who owned the pest control agency, and what is the typical scenario when somebody calls that most people do? And you've got to, as a listener, you've got to ask yourself, is this you? You know, it's real simple to say, keep following up until you get the sale. I mean, how many times should you follow up? You're sitting here making a suggestion of, you know, as many times as it takes is a real good answer. But what typically do people do? You know, somebody calls, Mr. Jones calls in, and he's just got questions, and he's a lead, but he's not ready to buy on the first call. What do most people do, and can you point out here what they need to do differently? You know,
yes, and our friend Larry Latimer, I asked him one time, when do you quit following up? He said one of three things has to happen. He said they either have to buy, they die, or they get an unlisted phone number. So yes, it's never. But what happens a lot of times is somebody calls and says, "Look, I think I have a termite problem, and I'm just calling around. I need to get some estimates to have somebody come out and take a look at it." Typically, what most people do is they say, "Okay, we'll be happy to come out and take a look at it," and they send somebody out. Or the person says, I have a problem with roaches, and I'm just checking prices." And they'll give them the price, and they say, "Okay, thank you. I'll get back in touch with you." Or they have a conversation, and the person says, I'll get back in. I need to talk with my wife. I need to talk with my husband. I'll get back in touch with you." But the very first thing, of course, the best scenario is that we get them, that we sell them a pest control from a rate chart, pricing chart over the phone, or we sell them quarterly service over the phone. Some people won't do that without going out there. There's two sides to that pancake. But what we're really talking about here is the people that you don't sell and you don't close them out, and they say, "I'm just getting some information." Well, we need to follow up with them, because most of them are never going to call you back, because they'll call another company or they'll call another company. And what happens sometimes, research shows, is they just get tired. They get tired of the process. So they end up wherever they, it's like when you're hiking, you get tired, and sooner or later you just plop your butt down on a log. And that's what they do. They get tired of dealing with it, and so they just go with somebody. And it's usually maybe the last one they talk to. So when they leave that telephone, we need to call them back and follow up with them and make them an offer that they can't refuse. I mean, just absolutely, we don't want to let them get away because, to start with, if you feel like you're the best pest control company of all your competition, if you feel like you're the best, then you really kind of have a moral obligation, in my opinion, to persuade somebody to do business with you instead of the competition. If you just let them drift away and end up going with the competition and you think you're better than the competition, then you've really done that person a disservice by not closing the deal. So the ones that leave the telephone, we need to follow back up with a phone call. First, we need to get their contact information, make sure that we do so that we can follow right back up in an hour or in 2 hours or certainly the next day. And if they say, well, I haven't made a decision yet, call them back, because the worst they can tell you is no. And no doesn't mean never. It just means no. It just means no right now. So,
I was going to say is what I'm hearing you say is that number one, don't give up after, you know, what typically most people, it's natural when you get a no, then you stop. And a good salesperson doesn't take no lightly. They keep trying. And then one of the things I was going to interject here that we've done with technologies that I'm passionate about is number one is when you get that call, that's the time to get an email address or a text or say, can I text you something? And that something could be maybe a proposal or whatever, but you want to see if you can capture another point of contact. And one of the things that we've seen successful, number one, it all hinges on when you do things your competitors don't do, you can wow people. And when you wow people, you can convert that stranger into a customer. So like, as an example, Mr. Coleman, I appreciate you calling me and we'd love to put a proposal together for you. Can I get your email address to send that proposal to you? And I'll bet you be surprised. I would venture to say if they're interested, everybody would give you their email address. But, you know, some won't, but most will. Would you assume that's true, Hal?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Now, the minute you got that email address, you can pull out that phone and take 30 seconds and get in front of that phone and go, Mr. Coleman, I really appreciate you calling us today. And you'll see attached to this email is the proposal I had recommended, I believe is going to be the best in the business. And I just wanted to thank you for your call and let you know I'll be following up with you to help you make a decision. And you follow up with a video either attached to an email or attached to a text message. And now all of a sudden, you're using electronics to put a face and a voice with the customer.
And that's you know, that is so effective, it really ought to be illegal. I tell you, that is so effective. And you taught me that years ago, how to use video to follow up with.
And, I mean, it's
amazing.
With unlisted videos in YouTube and your cell phone, you can do unlimited 30-second thank yous that get sent. So while you're working with somebody else, that video is following up and creating that connection to where, you know, I had a real estate guy 20 years ago that used just attachments of photos and emails before video was viable. And in fact, he's still one of the biggest RE/MAX brokers in Atlanta, a guy named Tim Maitsky. And all he did that nobody else would do was he would take pictures with his digital camera and send them as attachments in email to his prospects. You know, saying, you know, I came out and saw your house. I took all these pictures, and these are the pictures I'm going to put on my website and advertise to get people to want to buy your house, which now you can easily do with a cell phone. I mean, back then it was really, really hard. But that follow-up with one element that everybody else doesn't do can make a huge difference in the effectiveness of your follow-up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I just wanted to at least bring that up. Now, let me ask you this. We talked about generating leads and getting the phone to ring. You know, we've been fans of using the internet to get the phone to ring, advertising, networking groups. The list goes on and on of ways to get the phone to ring. Referrals, you know, customers saying, hey, use you know, Hal's company. But what are the different ways? Because, like, I know there's a lot of internet lead generation companies out there that will charge you big money for a lead. I've heard some of them charge $25 and $35 a lead. But you know what they do? They send that lead to, you know, 10 companies in your area. So now it becomes a race who follows up fastest and first. And even when you get the lead, I think you pay for the lead even if it doesn't turn into business. What's your experience with that, Hal?
I never did buy into that, buying a lead, paying for a lead that didn't turn into business. It just didn't sit well with me, and so I never invested in that business plan. Well, but yes, there are people who charge a lot of money just for a lead, and you don't know who else they're giving it to. And so I never did do that. But
if somebody listens to this podcast, that that's the way you're generating your leads, you, fortune in the follow-up is how fast, how unique, how different, and how effective your follow-up is. You know, the thing is maybe you should spend more money on advertising your website to generate leads than, you know, what happens is let me tell you how those people are getting those leads through those lead home services lead generation companies. They're buying Google advertising. That's exactly how they're doing it. When somebody puts in pest control in your area, generally the lead generator companies, they're buying the lead from Google for $1 or $2 and selling it to you for 10 times that much or more. So anyway, one of my recommendations is if you're going to have a lead to follow up on, you know, where's that lead coming from?
Yep.
And how do you get it? Anything else, Hal?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say anything else you want to add.
I mean, you know, we're about out of time. We don't want to bore people to death, but for too long. But I just want to say, you know, you've heard it said before that the key to making a sale and being successful is being in the right place at the right time. So if you'll just find the right place and stay there, sooner or later it'll be the right time and you'll be there. And when it comes to follow up, the right place to be is in their head, in their mind, on their mind. You follow up, and you can follow up with phone calls, text messages, emails, thank you cards, handwritten notes, cards, letters, voicemail. You can just keep following up to stay in touch with somebody, because sooner or later, the answer is going to be yes. And if you're in their head and in their mind at the time, they're going to call you. But if you let months and months or a year or 2 years go by and they never hear from you, then sooner or later, the answer is yes. And they say, well, I need to finally get something done about these termites, or I need to finally get something done about these squirrels in the attic. I remember I talked to somebody one time. I can't remember who it is. So I'll just get on Google and I'll find somebody, or I'll go through the Yellow Pages, or I'll call my neighbors, see who they have forgotten about you. So you're no longer in the right place when the right time comes around, because you weren't in their head. They didn't remember who you were. And I'll close with a little story. A few years ago, I did a workshop for several pest control companies. They sent a lot of technicians and salespeople to it. And we were talking about the same thing, the follow-up. And this guy raised his hand. He said, I'll tell you this story. He said, a while back, I was going through my desk drawer. Now, this has been a few years ago. And he said, I found a proposal. And I don't know how it got underneath this paperwork. But he said, there it was, a termite proposal that I had made 17 years ago. And he said, I don't know how I lost the proposal, but there it was. And he said, I started to toss it in a trash can, but I said, well, you know, there's the phone number on there. I might as well give the guy a call and before I throw it away. And he said, I called, and the guy answered the phone. I told him who it was, and the guy said, man, where in the world have you been? He said, I've been trying to get it. I lost your card. I couldn't remember your name. He said, I need to get this dang house treated for termites. And can you do it? And he said, hell yeah, I can do it. And he said, I sold the guy the job. And he said, I was so excited and taken aback that I gave him the same price I had quoted him 17 years ago. And he said, I would, you know, there it was. The guy had been waiting 17 years for me to call him back. And he said, I was felt very sheepish that I hadn't done that, but you know, I'd lost his proposal. But it just goes to show you, no doesn't mean never. It just means no right now. So you stay in touch. You say, may I, well, we may get something done in the springtime, maybe. Well, with your permission, and I always would ask permission, say, with your permission, may I give you a call sometime around the middle of April and check with you? Sure, that'll be fine. And you just make a note, put it on your calendar, call him in the middle of April. If he says, well, my husband's out of town, he's coming back next week, and we'll try to make a decision. Well, may I give you the a call Friday afternoon? May I give you a call? You know, and if they say, no, don't call me, then don't call them. Send them an email. Go to plan B, you know. I mean, just never give up. Follow up, follow up, follow up, and you will make more sales, you'll make more money, and you'll grow your business faster if you're relentless with your follow-up. And that's all I have to say about that, Mike.
Well, Forrest, run, Forrest. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Mike. I hope this was helpful, folks. Hey, listen, visit our websites, pestcontrolmarketer.com. You can find out more about my coaching program. Mike, where should they go to find out more about yours?
Well, be sure to check out Pest Control Marketer Gold, and be sure to check out Pest Control Marketing Video Service. We'll be talking about those in the future and the importance of all of that. And we'll see you next time, guys.
Bye, Mikey.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.